Russ Mitchell, College Football News, SEC 14. Welcome into the game in T-Town. I hope you're doing well, man.
Boy, if you're kicking tires, lighting fires, if you're an Alabama fan, you know, you might not do it out in public with your neighbors, but you better be rooting for Auburn this weekend because you need Ole Miss to pick up that second loss.
They're not doing it publicly, I can promise you that.
Welcome to the
rivalry that's the best in college football, my friend.
Yeah, that it is.
All right, so are you counting down? I mean, look down at your clock right now on your phone. Do you have, like, a stopwatch set for 6:30?
27 minutes, but, you know, truthfully, it doesn't really matter. I mean, this is such kabuki theater. You know, it's only the novelty of it being the first time. Some people used to watch the BCS things on Sunday, but, you know, on a Tuesday, there's other things to be doing than hanging around waiting for this thing, particularly in the end of October. But since it's the first one, I suppose we'll all crowd around and pay attention.
All right, so let me start from where college football playoffs originated from. Why do we have college football playoffs? Can you answer that question?
Well, because, you know, the only way to determine a winner is to play, you know, one would think, is to play it on the field. We have a sport that is compressed in both it's compressed in its duration. You know, we only play 12 games, and it's elongated in its field in terms of the number of participants. We now have 128 teams. So, you know, you can't have a schedule and then can't have a season and then figure it out in a playoff. So we have to determine who's going to play. Before we did that, we just left it up to the polls. And, I mean, go look at Alabama and Auburn and the rest. Everybody, you know, some years there's 12 people that claim a championship. And, you know, so that got us to the BCS, which is where we used the system to pick two, and now we're at a system that picks four.
Yeah, but the BCS system, I mean, let's be honest for a couple of minutes. They started in 1997. They got it right the majority of the time, correct?
No, they didn't.
Why do you say that?
No, they didn't. I mean, you're just arguing. Three beats one all the time. Four beats one all the time. 24 beats three. You know, I mean, basically you're saying that you can't tell me in 2007 Oklahoma State didn't deserve a chance. You bet your tail they deserved a chance. You know, Auburn deserved a chance. There's a number of teams that had great seasons that deserved a chance, but we set this artificial limit at two.
So how many in a perfect world, in Russ Mitchell's world, would there be?
Well, I think, if you're going to live in this ridiculous system where there's 128 teams, and you're incapable of paring that down, you know, even if you paired it in half to 64 and you had the five power conferences, you've got to allow for the winner. If you're going to argue with a straight face that you're trying to have a legitimate playoff, you got to have the winner of every conference of your sport play in the playoff. Otherwise, it's just ridiculous. And, you know, this is clearly, in my opinion, the first step along that path. You know, there were so many people that were against any kind of playoff and all the ridiculous reasons, Jim Delaney of the Big Ten being one of the most ridiculous of all, you know, everybody just trying to manage their own fiefdoms, even if it kept the pie smaller, if they were able to keep a bigger piece of the pie. So, you know, to get all those stakeholders on board, you had to say, well, we'll only do four, go from two to four. But then you're going to look at this year, and by the way, and then to get all the committee members to jump on board, you had to say there'll be no transparency. We'll really limit the transparency so you can't get, you know, your caught in a vice. So what's going to happen is at the end of this year, there's going to be such an outcry on the four and the no transparency that they'll slowly be able to expand it to eight. And then you'll have, you know, the five Power Five conference winners and a couple at-larges, and that'll be far more representative of the playoffs.
All right, so let me go to the college football playoffs for a couple of minutes. When we look at the selection committee, do you agree with that process? I mean, do you think that's the best way to select the four teams? Or if not, which way would you go?
In theory, yes. You know, I think you got to add some component of a computer system because it's more impartial. You know, in the basketball they do that. They have an RPI rating and they have, you know, but they, you know, this much for a road win, this much for... But, you know, they've had years and years to build out their selection committee. This is just our first year. You know, like sausage in politics, no one wants to see what's being done. So we'll get there eventually. But, you know, the selection committee... The problem with the poll system, the AP poll... Here's the problem with the AP poll, folks. The problem with the AP poll is that most writers that are in it watch one game. If you're a beat writer covering Alabama, you wake up in the morning, you're breathing, eating, living, and sleeping Alabama.
Oh, trust
God
me. Trust
God
me.
Bless you.
And you know, you get the blinders on. I mean, you do. You only focus on Alabama, sure.
Not just the blinders, you know, which is natural, but, you know, people don't realize, if it's a night game, you don't go home till 3 in the morning or 1:30 in the morning. You know, you're not watching ESPN highlights or anything like that. You got to write 2 or 3 columns after the game. You got to go interview everybody. You got to write 2, you know, news columns and then an opinion column. And, you know, you're just covering Alabama. How the hell are you supposed to know what's going on in Cal Berkeley? So those are the people that make up the AP poll, folks, for the most part.
But, I mean, surely you're not just for the selection committee. I mean, maybe there's a formula where we use a part of the BCS rankings, part of the selection committee, a part here, and we mix all those together in a perfect little combination, a formula.
Fine. I don't have a problem with that. You know, I mean, again, this is year one. It's going to be a little messy. And at least, look, brother, you got to start walk, crawling before you can walk, and you got to walk before you can run.
All right, so now let's get to some college football, because we can talk about the college football playoffs. We can talk about the top four, but if
you
some of these
know my
teams,
top four?
Well, sure. I mean, everybody's got a top four. I mean, I was walking by the janitor a while ago, and I found out her top four. Everybody's got a top four. I don't have a top four, but maybe I need one.
Hopefully, you're talking to people that at least spend 50 or 60 hours a week studying the sport, but. First of all, I got to tell you, I'd probably put Florida State in there. I think you have to. But if you came to me right now and you said Florida State's the fifth best team in America, I'd be hard pressed to argue against you. Because I have, really.
So you don't think they are?
Well, I think they have to be. I mean, again, they're the defending national champion. They haven't lost since 2012. How do you not put them in there until they lose? They're ranked in the top four in the polls, which, again, isn't supposed to matter, but obviously it matters to public opinion. So I'd probably put them at four. Then, you'd have Mississippi State has to be number one. They beat 3 top 10 teams that smushed them in the way, and they're playing the most complete football, so they'd be number one. So then, in my opinion, you're looking at 3 other SEC teams to fill out 2 and 3.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Well, Russ, 3 SEC teams?
Look, the computers have 4 SEC teams and all out of the West in the top 4. And by the way, this highlights the ridiculousness of setting a benchmark in October in the first place, because all this stuff is going to settle itself out anyway. None of it matters because they all play each other. So, but, if I'm looking at 2 and 3, I'd probably put Auburn 2 because their loss is on the road against State. State's number 1. So, and they have, they absolutely annihilated LSU. Now, granted, it was LSU switched around their offense, their defensive lineup, and they're a different team with Beckwith playing in the middle and some of the changes to the interior of the defensive line, but they still absolutely crushed, they humiliated LSU, and they've got the Kansas State win on the road, so I'd probably put Auburn 2, and then you got to ask yourself, Alabama fan, Alabama and Ole Miss, who do you put 3? I know you want to put 3, but you all played each other, and Ole Miss won.
and you have to be fair. I mean, if you're asking me head to head, but are you asking me head to head, or are you asking me the best 4 teams in college football?
Well, yeah, except as part of the best 4 teams in college football, if they've actually played each other, then that, and they're even in terms of losses, then you've got to pick the team that beat the other team. Otherwise, it's just fantasy. You're saying, yeah, I think we're better than them.
All right, so you're going Mississippi State, Auburn, and Ole Miss, right, Russ?
I'm going Miss State, Auburn, Ole Miss, and Florida State, but none of it matters because Mississippi State, Auburn, Ole Miss, and Alabama all play each other over the last 5 days for the most part. And it'll
all right, so now we get what you're going with right now. But let me ask you this. How do you think it'll finish up? But looking at the team's strengths, looking at the weaknesses, especially starting over here in the SEC West, we right now could care about, not really care less, but we're not really focused on the SEC East. Let's stay in the West. Who comes out of the side? Who is it?
Well, I got to tell you, every team has a bonehead game. Alabama had their bonehead game in Arkansas. Usually it's on the road. Although Auburn's last year was Georgia at home. But everybody's got that one bonehead game. This was clearly Ole Miss's game last week. And if you watch that game, I've watched it 3 times, the LSU-Ole Miss game. That LSU defense looked nothing like the LSU defense that you saw for the first half of the year. goodness, it looked just like the LSU defense from 2011 and 12. Y'all better wake up, because if that's the defense you're facing when you get down to Baton Rouge in a couple weeks, that was frightening how fast and aggressive. And that it was a bad matchup for Ole Miss. That pass defense is the best pass defense in the country, or excuse me, in the conference. And if their run defense can play that aggressive and they're all over the place, then, you know, that's a tough. And, you know, Bo Wallace got frustrated. That was just a terrible call. It wasn't a bad call. It was bad execution on Bo Wallace's part. And even then, they only lost 10-7 on. So, you know, I still like the fact that Ole Miss gets Auburn at home, and then they get Mississippi State at home. Auburn doesn't run the ball between the tackles the way LSU's pro-style pounding offense does. They like the speed a little bit more, and I think that suits Ole Miss, even with Denzel Kandike going down for the season with the ankle injury. So I'd probably take Ole Miss just because of the schedule.
All right, so
I'm not sold on it.
Okay, but you're going to Ole Miss. Okay, let me just paint a scenario, and then we'll move on through our conversation. Right now, Russ Mitchell, SEC 14, College Football News, Russ Mitchell, CFB. You can give him the hate mail there, tweet at him, tell him how wrong he is. He took Mississippi State, Ole Miss, and Auburn, and Florida State in the Final Four, and I think I may have missed the order there, but that's the four teams that he would select. So now let's move to the conversation. If Ole Miss wins out, and they go to Atlanta, because I think this is the number one conversation. Out of everything that you and I have spoke about here throughout the offseason, this is the conversation. Ole Miss wins out, they go to Atlanta. Is there a second team? Is there a second team from the SEC in this college football playoffs? That's what everybody wants to know.
Yes, only in my opinion, it would have to be Mississippi State or Alabama, but with only one loss. So, you know, if Mississippi State or Alabama, you know, if Mississippi State loses to Alabama and then Ole Miss, they're out. If Alabama loses to Auburn, they're out, or LSU. So it would have to be Alabama or Mississippi State with only the one loss. And then you could have the winner of the SEC, and neither Alabama or Mississippi State would probably drop that far out of the top four. They'd be probably sitting four or five. So those would be the only two teams, I think, that would probably have that.
All right.
So remember, Auburn has to play. If Auburn beats Ole Miss and then beats, well, I suppose. Let me take that back, because I suppose if Auburn beats Ole Miss and Alabama, and Mississippi State runs the table, then it would be State in Atlanta, and Auburn would be the one loss team. So it's very possible that you could have two teams, but only if it's with one loss.
It's going to be mass chaos, my friend.
Jesus, it is mass chaos.
Well, I mean, it is, and we're 15 minutes. But I mean, to be honest, I mean, it's looking at it. They made this bed. They're going to have to sleep in it. I didn't create the system, Russ. I mean, if they would have called me, I would have come up with a different algorithm. But at the end of the day, I didn't come up with this mess.
Think about this.
The bureaucrats of college football.
It's hard to win on the road in the SEC, right? Every year, it's hard to win on the road.
Sure it is.
Hard to win on the road. If the teams are comparable, if they're of equal skill level and playing so at any given point in time, it's difficult to win on the road in the SEC. So if Auburn beats Ole Miss, I got to do the math real quickly, but if Auburn beats Ole Miss in Oxford, but every other home team holds core.
I'm fixing to jump off a bridge, man. I mean, come on.
Then you've got LSU with two losses. Of the power five in the SEC West. You've got LSU with two losses, Alabama with two losses, State with two losses, Ole Miss with two losses, and Auburn with two losses.
Yeah, and I've lost my brain
all that you need to have that happen is every home team of those five win against each other, and Auburn beat Ole Miss.
All right, so since we're in the if question here. If Alabama goes to Baton Rouge and beats LSU and they win out, does Crimson Tide fans have something they should be concerned about? I mean, that's you're talking to the Bama Nation right now. I mean, that's what they're concerned with. If they win out, they go to LSU, they beat Mississippi State here, no matter what scenario's out there, if they're not in Atlanta, but if they win out, do Alabama fans have something they should be concerned about?
I would think not, because in that scenario, they beat Mississippi State. So even if State, and they'll jump ahead of State if they do that, so even if State beats Ole Miss.
But see, that's the problem, Russ. That's the problem with this whole entire system, because no doubt you and I would say that they deserve to be one of the Final Fours, but there's no guarantee. That's the problem, because we're not really going after the best four teams in college football. We're going after this hypothetical thing.
Well, no, we're talking about the SEC West being the best conference in college football.
Sure it is.
And if you win the SEC, or by extension, in fact, you could argue, actually, Alabama fan, that not unlike 2011, it would behoove you to let Mississippi State win the SEC and have to go play the championship game. Because if you're sitting at number two with only one loss, and it was a good Ole Miss team on the road in a nail biter, and you're number two in the AP poll or number three, you're probably going to be in regardless of whether or not you make it to the SEC championship game, particularly with the Alabama brand, because remember, it's all about money.
It is all about money, and that's the part that we can talk about the best or this conference or this injury or this, that, and the other. At the end of the day,
money,
that's
money,
what we...
Money.
It is money, money,
and
money.
One last thing quickly.
Go for it.
We talked about this. Remember, if in college football, unlike the pros, even in the pros, there's only 32 teams. And in college football, there's so many teams, and it's much more provincial. You care about your local team mostly. There aren't that many teams to hate. Like most people don't hate LSU. If you're not, they're a great team, but unless you're Alabama or Ole Miss or maybe Arkansas or a little bit of Auburn, you don't really hate LSU. If you're from California, you don't hate them. But schools like Alabama, USC, Notre Dame, Ohio State, teams that have had a lot of success over multiple years and generations, people hate those schools if they're not from there, and that gets you TV ratings. That's money. People will turn in to watch those games. So, and look, brother, it's just a fact of life. It's a business. So, if you're sitting there making a committee, you're probably going to give, and then one name we haven't talked about here is Notre Dame, but, you're probably going to give a team like Alabama or Notre Dame the benefit of the doubt, because it's, people got to eat.